Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. Final session today on the radio, and let's talk about beef. About half of the meat from a beef carcass, is up front there, that heavy chuck and the round, and it doesn't go for the good price, the $8, $9, $10, $11, $12 a pound or more. And so there's research being done, though, to make that more valuable. Maybe you cow-calf guys, especially the feeders, can maybe make a little bit more money. South Dakota State University Associate Professor and SDSU Extension Meat Science Specialist Amanda Blair is working on that, and a lot of other people. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And you are based in the regional office out there in Rapid City.
Yeah, beautiful weather in Rapid today.
Boy, are you going to, I know you're going for the 60s, so what's the word on maybe a 70 one day soon?
They've been talking that.
Wow. Well, the cows must be smiling with weather like this, but they're gaining good weight. So, all right, well, tell us about the research that is being done to add value to beef.
Sure, Mick. Back in the late 90s, some people in the beef industry had a lot of forethought, and they recognized a downturn in the value of the chuck and the round. I mean, we were seeing prices, 99 cents a pound, and, we were losing market share. And they pulled together a group and recommended this initiative to really profile the muscles, individual muscles from these two areas, the chuck and the round, to see if there was any value or kind of diamonds in the rough. Things that were normally getting either ground into ground beef or made into a roast with multiple cuts or multiple muscles, could we pull any of those out of there and treat them more like a steak and add value to that? And what they found was, in fact, yes, many of those individual muscles were actually very tender, performed very well on a grill, could compete with something like the ribeye or the strip steak. But would come in at a little lower price per pound. Some of them are also portioned a little bit smaller, and that's one thing we hear in the beef industry is, we want a smaller portion size or more opportunities or more options. So it allowed for some of that. So that research was funded through the Beef Checkoff. It was conducted by multiple universities across the country, and we're continuing to study some of these value cuts.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I saw on Twitter the other day somebody was bragging about their 32-ounce ribeye that showed a picture of it at the restaurant. But what you're talking about, though, is flat iron steak. Is this one of the outcomes of that research?
Yes, that was probably the most well-known, kind of the rock star of that research was identifying the flat iron steak. Normally, that would be part of, a chuck blade roast or might be called a seven-bone pot roast. Very good. One of my favorite things is a pot roast. However, it is not always the most convenient thing to cook. Some folks are scared of cooking roast. And by taking that muscle out, it's called the infraspinatus muscle. We pull that out and cook it, fabricate it and cook it like a steak. And it's actually the fourth most tender muscle of the carcass. And, performs very, very well. You'll hopefully have seen that on menus and restaurants, and you can find them in the grocery stores. So following that up, there's been research on both the profiling side and the marketing side to bring forward more of these value cuts from different parts of the chuck and the round. So keep your eye out for things like the Delmonico steak, which would perform very similar to a ribeye. And things like the Denver cut or the Sierra cut would also come from the chuck, and hopefully you'll be able to see more of those in retail and restaurants here in the near future.
Excellent. All right. But, Amanda, these are – we know how the processors are, and can the producers get any value out of this? Because they're selling the carcass or the beef animal on the hoof to these processors. Is there any way for a producer to derive some extra cash from this?
I think you have to look at it in the perspective of the whole supply chain. My family raises beef, and that's something very important to us. What is the value of this type of research back to the producer, to the feedlot, et cetera. So Cattle Facts actually went and kind of did an analysis of these cuts and found that they estimated anywhere from $50 to $70 per head increase in value, in carcass value, from these alternative fabrication methods of the shoulder, of the chuck, and that's specifically to the flat iron stake and some of the muscles of the shoulder clod. The other portion of the shoulder that they're working on now would be called the chuck roll, and that's where things like the Denver cut and the Delmonico, and Cattlefax is estimating an additional $40 to $50 a head in carcass value from that. Now, does that mean that, you know, potentially if you add those together, anywhere around $100 to $130 a head is going to all go back to the producer? No, that's going to be distributed along the supply chain. But I think the important thing for cattle producers to understand is that, you know, anytime we can add value and build demand for our product, make things more convenient, add more options, that's gonna support demand, and that's hopefully gonna keep our customers coming back.
Yeah. All right. So when we go to the restaurant or go to the butcher shop, ask for the Denver cut, the Delmonico steak, of course the flat iron, and the chuck roll is gonna be the latest one coming, huh?
The chuck roll is kind of the newest one that. You know, these cuts have been out, but, you know, it takes quite a while to get that marketing push going. You know, if you're a producer and you have any opportunity to try some of these new products or consumer, you know, a lot of the increase in demand is going to come from, you know, just spreading the word about, you know, what you think of these cuts and how they perform.
And I would assume that if your local meat shop, whether it's in a larger city or the local butcher shop in a small town across the Dakotas, maybe if they've been in business for a long time, maybe they need a little education on all of what's going on here.
Yes, and if there's education needed, there's great resources online through beefretail.org. You can Google that. Lots of information provided there through the Beef Checkoff or here at SDSU, our meat science group would be happy to help in any way we can to make those cuts more available or to do some training on how to procure those from the carcass. One thing I think is worth mentioning is the price point of these it kind of fills this gap we have in the beef industry between, you know, ground beef that may come in, you know, $2, $3, $4.99 a pound, and then these nice steaks that may be around that, you know, $10 to $15 a pound. Most of these value cuts are going to sit right in the $7 to $8 a pound range. So they really kind of fill that gap for someone that maybe wants that steak experience but isn't willing to go all the way up to a $15 a pound product. So.
Right, yeah. Well, my Christmas beef roast was $96, and it wasn't that big, but it was Christmas.
But I'm sure it tasted great.
Oh, my goodness. Melt in your mouth. We've gotten to the point here in the last 3 years where it's beef for Christmas, and we just get the best, and, hey, it's family, and then that's what it's all about. So.
Sure.
And now, is this an example of checkoff dollars at work?
This is definitely an example of checkoff dollars at work. One of the big pushes with those research dollars is to find ways to add value to the carcass and to build demand. And I think these types of projects that we can investigate, both of those things are really a win-win. You know, we're trying to look at better carcass utilization, but also keeping in mind our consumers and how can we keep them interested in beef and provide products that are convenient, that fit within their budget, but also perform very well in terms of palatability.
All right. Muscle profiling research. I would assume South Dakota State, North Dakota State are involved. Any other major land-grant universities involved?
Sure. One of the original work was headed up by the University of Nebraska and out of Florida, University of Florida, those two groups. But there's been multiple universities, including South Dakota State, that have continued to work with some of these individual cuts, proposals, I'm sure, out across the country to continue to work to, you know, fine-tune what we understand about these cuts, how consumers react to them, and really getting into optimizing how we use them, how we fabricate them, if there's any additional value that can be gained.
All right. Looks good. All right. If you had a flat iron steak out there, folks, we'll be looking for and asking for the Denver cut or the Delmonico steak, and coming soon, the chuck roll. Amanda Blair, Associate Professor and South Dakota State University Extension Meat Science Specialist based out of Rapid City. Thank you very much for the visit.
Great to talk to you.
All right. Are you at any meetings here in the near future?
Not that I can think of right now. We have some research going on a consumer taste panel, so I'm going to spend some time working with groups of consumers to get their understand a little bit better their preference for different types of beef. So that's going to be the main focus the next month or so.
All right. Well, if you need any volunteers for that taste panel, give me a holler.
We'll let you know.
Thank you. Amanda Blair, South Dakota State University.